Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Welcome to the next episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. Kimmy Walker here, and today our guest is Devontae White. Devontae White is a digital and visual marketing strategy guru and genius, and he is going to grace us today with some tips on how you can market yourself, your services, or just your personal brand in social media and digital marketing, how you can increase your followers and also get in more sales. So Devontae, welcome.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Kimmy. How are you?
Thank you for being here. Why don't you start by introducing yourself to the audience, just telling a little bit about where you're from, how you got into digital marketing and social media marketing, and what kind of gave you the niche in visual strategy?
Yeah, so I originally attended Florida A&M University and got my degree in marketing. I started out here in New York at Ralph Lauren in men's marketing. I decided to go a different route. I wanted to get more into digital and also just more hands-on with marketing experience. So I was with Ralph Lauren for a few years, and then I finally decided to branch out and venture into digital marketing. So one of the steps that I took was going to General Assembly, where they offered different type of programs, and their newest program was digital marketing. They also do like user interface and also programs mainly for programmers, but they really wanted to get into the digital space. So I took a course last summer, and I already had a lot of the knowledge, but I really needed the scientific background and some of the terminology to go along with it. It was a 12-week program. It was really great. Helped me out a lot, and I met a lot of different people. So how I moved into digital marketing, one of the places that I worked out at Tone House was looking for a digital marketing person and somebody else to do content as well. So I took them on as my final project. They ended up hiring me because I presented something to them during the interview where I wanted to see the company go digitally. And it just worked out from there. I was looking for a lot of different opportunities in the city, and this was probably one of the best ones that I came across. And it was in fitness and it was in marketing, and it was just like the perfect fit for me.
What does your job entail on the day to day? Like, what is your role and what do you do?
I do a lot, but on the day to day, my role would be to make sure that we have content on our different social media channels. So our number one priority would be Instagram. A lot of millennials are very visual, so they want to see what's going on at Tone House, who our community members are. And we also have a following on like Facebook, a small following on Twitter. And so I kind of like create content for those different channels. I also do some photography for events that we have at Tone House. I also plan and create the like graphic and designs. I've been really getting into that. That originally was not something that I planned to do, but I wanted to really elevate the brand and make things look nice and presentable and professional when we had like different events at the studio. I also coordinate with the different coaches, make sure that we are promoting them and promoting their classes, as well as I talk to like different companies and make sure that they are in our content when they decide to do something with us. So it's quite a few different things. It ranges across the spectrum of marketing. A lot of times I'm wearing many different hats. So I can be at an event doing social. I could also be taking pictures. I could also be talking to just the athletes that we have, making sure like they're motivated and feeling good and ready to take class.
Okay. So I want to ask you, whether somebody is trying to just build their personal brand or their professional brand or their business, what are the biggest mistakes you see people make in digital marketing or their visual strategy?
I think the biggest mistake I see people doing is not taking the time to properly think out their content. I think it's really important for if you want to have a personal brand or if you just want to be get more followers, people like consistency. So it's important to always be posting, always making sure you have a pulse on what's going on, making yourself presentable and taking professional photos. Like it's great to have those cell phone photos, those selfies and all of that, but you have to really focus on like getting a camera or having somebody like take pictures of you. You want to get a good camera, and I suggest probably something around the $1,000 range, maybe like a Sony camera or something that really does really great photos. And with that, you want to be able to learn Lightroom, which you can use YouTube to learn to make the picture stand out, pop. And a lot of people, if you see them, they have a million followers or they have 100,000 followers or they have 50,000 followers. They're very consistent in what they show the world. So a lot of Instagram people who are consistent, they have a theme. So if it's fashion, stick to fashion. If it's fitness, just do fitness photos or fitness videos. And also video is super big now where you can make a 30-second clip and rack up views from the consistency of always doing videos or a mix of photos and videos. But I definitely think it's important to make sure that things look professional and polished. That's one of the biggest things that I love when I look for influencers in the industry.
If someone's just starting out and they're not yet able to get like the super nice camera yet, what are some ways that they can look more polished visually if money and resources are limited?
Yeah, so I think many of our friends now have cameras. So if you can collaborate with somebody who is interested in building their portfolio, that would be awesome. And it really allows you and that person the opportunity to grow and making sure like you credit that photographer once you've taken a picture and posted it online. You can also make sure that you have natural light. Natural light is really important to create beautiful photos from an iPhone or from an Android phone. When you do things in low light, especially with like an iPhone or an Android, it doesn't always come out well. But if you can get some type of like sunshine, or if you can take it during the day where you have like a bright room that really gives like that good natural light, you're actually perfectly fine with that phone. But it's all about the light when you have it. So also, there's so many things and so many ways you can go about building your brand. A lot of times people use hashtags. There are different articles. There's one place I love called Later. They do a lot of stuff for people wanting to like build their Instagram business or also want to build just their following. They give you so many different tips and keep you up to date on what's going on with changes in Instagram. So I think that's a great place to start. And most of it is free. You just have to look through the articles and browse, and it really helps give you an idea of what you want to do. So going back to those who just starting out, just be consistent and pick a theme.
What other quick checklists would you kind of give or items to someone, let's say they're just getting ready to get started, or they're like, I need to revamp. I don't really feel like I have a strong brand or digital strategy. What are some quick checks that you would have them think about before they start to actually just post the content and making sure that they're intentional in what they're posting?
Yeah, so I think that it's important to have a base. So having a logo, having a vision, and knowing what you want to create before you start to post. Because, I mean, some of those things you can delete, but you want to kind of start out with an idea of what you envision. So a way to start is to start on Fiverr. If you don't know what your logo is or what your idea is, start on Fiverr and reach out to graphic designers to start creating logos. And logos cost anywhere from $5 to $100. And honestly, for $5 to like $20, you can get an amazing logo. But, you know, start with that branding, come out relatively strong, and just start posting constant content from there. The engagement, as you're consistent, your engagement will increase. As you put out good content, your engagement will increase because people like to see nice things or something that's visually stimulating to them.
Okay. How would people get in contact with you or follow you on social media or learn more about your services that you offer in social media, digital marketing?
Yes. So you can follow me on Instagram. My name is FitFlyFellow, FitFlyFellow. And I'm doing another Instagram. I'm in the current process of the beginner stage, actually really focusing a little bit on my photography that I've taken that I have not shown the world. So that's just Devante.White. That'll be coming relatively soon, as soon as I get some time to like really put that together. And if you have questions, you can reach out to me on Facebook or you can reach out to me on Instagram. From digital strategy to branding ideas or what you want your thing to be, you know, we can talk and see what we can come up with and the ideas that you have and kind of like collaborate on things.
So your services would include kind of like consultation. Do you have any service where you do the social media for individuals?
Currently it's consultation, and I also do photography. So like if you're in the New York area or you're looking for someone to travel, you know, and you want to like do a photo shoot, we can do that. Social media management takes a lot of time. It's like probably about just building the content is about 50% of my day at work. That's not something that I've went into individually, but that may be an option in the future.
Okay. So what's your daily mantra?
My daily mantra is do what you love. I've stopped listening to other people and just really focusing on what I want out of life. Everybody has an opinion, but yours is the only one that counts.
Well, thank you so much. Devante White, FitFlyFellow on IG. Devante White on Facebook. Keep in contact with him. Reach out to him if you're looking for a consultation on your visual or digital marketing strategy. Thank you again for your time, Devante.
Thank you, Kimmy.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.